We saw last time Ramban, after explaining how the imperative of Kedoshim to you precludes what otherwise could have materialized, that a person could be novel with this. And again, we tried to understand what the concept is. How it means not only that a person could do things which are now also, but how it would have made a caricature of all of Torah. Then the Ramban says, and it's difficult to exaggerate the importance of this line. Very difficult to if at all possible, to exaggerate the importance. B'chein derech haTorah lifrot v'lichlol. What the Ramban is basically doing is extending a concept that without the Ramban, perhaps we would have, hopefully, we would have at least minimally recognized it in more circumscribed context as follows. Torah is Nitzchus. Nitzchus of Torah doesn't only mean that the Torah doesn't change. It doesn't only mean that the words from Bereishis to La'ineh Kol Yisrael don't change. It doesn't only mean that what the Torah said is mutter. Doesn't change to also what the Torah says is also doesn't change to mutter. Nitzchias haTorah means that the Torah is applicable in every day and age. It doesn't mean that Torah Nitzchias in that, it will be put in a case in a museum and the Netzach Netzachim. The Sefer Torah will look the same. Nitzchias haTorah means that it's applicable. You see, I think in the Yud Gimel Likurim, when the Rambam talks about Nitzchias haTorah, he talks about when he talks about Torah Min HaShamayim, he doesn't only say Torah is Min HaShamayim, he says the Torah we have today is Min HaShamayim. Because what's the significance of the fact that there's a Torah Min HaShamayim if we don't have it today? Torah Min HaShamayim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adov HaNitzchi. Adov HaNitzchi means A, Ki Lo Tishachach Mipi Zaro, but B, it also means that it's to be implemented and to be lived and to be followed in every day and age. But how is that possible? I understand. The Torah talks about the Dinei Nezikin in terms of Shor. It talks about Aveda in terms of Ashur and Chamor. Most of us nowadays, my apologies to any farmers in the island, no offense intended, but most of us don't come across too many Shvarim or too many Chamorim. In our lives anymore, most of our shaylas in terms of nezikin are probably more in terms of Rachmanu Litzlan damage done by a car rather than by a shore. So how is halacha? How is Torah than nitzkes? And the realities to which we have to apply Hilchos Shabbos are not the realities either that existed at the time of Mamre HaSinai or that existed in the times of Avinu HaKadosh or Avinu HaRashi. So the answer we all know is because Ma'inyan Shmita Eitzel HaSinai, that just as Shmita Kloloseha Pratoseha V'dikdukeha Nitnu MiSinai, Halacha consists of Klolim. Not just pratim and dikdukim, it has pratim and dikdukim, which are also indispensable. But halacha consists of klalim. Halacha has principles. Halacha's principles of what ksiva is, and based on that, we have to figure out what the status of writing in a computer is, writing and saving in a computer. Is that ksiva? Isn't that ksiva? But the point is, halacha isn't just pratim and dikdukim. It's not just if a shor does such and such, so then the Baal HaShor has to pay. It's that also, but that's the application of an underlying principles of Niskei Mamon. And it's the fact that the Torah is not only Pratim, but Torah is also Kolim, which makes possible and ensures the fact that Torah is Nitzchus. A Torah which was only consisted of Pratim, v'dikdukim, wouldn't be Nitzchus, because when the reality of the world changes, so then there would be no way to apply Torah. I think of Shach Kotzach has an ish, who's he's reacting to maybe to a shach, in the context of would outside of, let's say, taxes and other areas where Din de Malchusa clearly does apply. Let's say there's an area where the Torah doesn't say anything, so as the default position, Din de Malchusa. So Chazon Ish says there's no such thing. The Torah has what to say about everything. Whatever the shaila is, the Torah has what to say about it. But you look in Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Chumash, you look in the Mishnah, you don't see anything. No, you don't see this literal case. If you're looking for the prat, you don't see the prat. But that's why, and that's why in learning, the it's of course there's no sugya shmei to leave the hilchosa, but what's most nitzkes of the Torah are the kol ha'sehah, because it's the kol ha'sehah which allow it to be applied and implemented in all situations. What our Ramban is now telling us is that idea of lifrot v'lichlo is not only true in Hilchos Shabbos, that there are specific examples of lo sevaru Boy Scouts need to practice their rubbing their sticks together and making fires on days other than Shabbos and for that matter, days other than Yom Tov. There are principles of what Melechus Havara is, based on which one can understand which electric lights are Eish and which electric lights are not Eish. But it's not only in those areas of halacha which there are klalos. In terms of values, in terms of principles of conduct, ben adam l'chaveru, in terms of what's Shabbosdik and what's not Shabbosdik, so here too, the Torah, derech haTorah, lifrod v'lichlo. And that's why when we said at the outset that it's difficult, if possible, very difficult, if at all possible, to exaggerate the importance of this Ramban, is because this idea of the Ramban is responsible for Nitzkei HaTorah. Without such kolam, so then Torah isn't Nitzkei. Torah isn't Nitzkei. So the Torah told me what foods to eat and what foods not to eat. But how should I conduct myself with kosher food? The Torah didn't say anything. So there are absent this idea of the Ramban, without understanding, without recognizing this idea of the Ramban, or maybe in the Rambam system, there's something else that plays this role. Maybe it's not the possible connection to you, but in everyone's system, the Torah provides this, because this is the Nitzkei HaTorah. Is in these mitzvahs. Again, Nitzchias HaTorah, in the sense that the Torah applies to all situations at all times. And it's only because Derech HaTorah, lifrod v'lichlo, that's true. And it's true not only in Hilchos Shabbos, it's true everywhere in Halach. It's true in all in all Ben Adam L'Chaveru. That's what Rassisa Yashvatov the Ramban says. It's true in the moderate life of self-discipline that a person which is relevant to every area of behavior. Kadoshim to you. Sometimes, wherever this comes from, but wherever it comes from, sometimes people say, "No, show me where it says that this is also. Show me where it says," and then you know they cross the T's and dot the I's of the exact situation that they're talking about. Show me where it says that it's also. And that's exactly what this Ramban is saying, is that that's impossible because we're finite, we're limited. The Torah can't, and therefore doesn't, have, in a pratyastika sense, every situation. And there are many, and most situations, therefore, are not covered by the lifrot in the Torah. Most situations are covered by the lichlol in the Torah. The question is, are there principles, are there values that are relevant and applicable here? And the answer to that always is yes. And what are they? What are they? Not show me where it says that on a Thursday when I'm wearing a blue suit, I shouldn't slam the door in your face. Where does it say that in Shulchan Aruch? I'm saying it in Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying it in Shulchan Aruch. Not to do that. There was once someone, not one of the more distinguished Talmidim in the Rav Shir, who went into Rabbanus, and on Yom Kippur he gave a drasha in which he quoted the Bris HaChadasha, what in English is referred to as the New Testament. So people were understandably and appropriately shocked and dismayed. And when they asked him, like, how do you do something like that? He said, I was in the Rav Shir, I don't know how long he was in the Rav Shir, and I never once heard him say not to do that. So that's what this Ramban is coming to say. Derech HaTorah, lifod v'lichlo. Not every situation is explicitly discussed or addressed. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch not to do that in your drasha on Yom Kippur, and it doesn't say anywhere explicitly not to slam the door in people's faces. But the Torah has what to say about these situations. That's why this Ramban is so he's so distinct. The Ramban has again three instances of this of the lifod v'lichlo. One is our pasuk of kedushim to you. The second is And the third, which is what we want to address, Hashem, spend a few minutes on now, is v'chein b'inyan haShabbos, osa hamalachos b'lav. So that's the lifot, right? That's the lifot. The lifot is that the Torah has an isa malacha on Shabbos. Again, hagam, obviously, that what's a malacha is as the Chazal say in Chagiga, is harav matzli and basayra, but isa malacha, and isa malacha sort of as the defining feature of Shabbos is the lifot. V'chein b'inyan haShabbos osa hamalachos b'lav v'hatrochim be'esei klali shenema tishbas v'od afarish zeh be'ezus Hashem. So maybe let's take a look a little bit at that v'od afarish, which is in Parshas Emor. So if you take a look here, it's in the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, right? At Chamishi, Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk Chav Dalet. Dabel b'nei Yisrael, lema v'chodesh ha'shvi v'echa l'chodesh yelachem shabboson Zichron Tshuva Mikra Kodesh. See, you have the Ramban there, Rav Osai. Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet. Yelachem Shabbosan, Shiyya Yom Shvisa Lanuach Bel. V'amir Rabbeinu Shabbosan Esehu, v'hinei ha'osa malacha b'yom tov, over b'lav, v'asei, v'hashav izbo, mikayim asei. Interesting. I think in learning Pirkei Avos, I think we commented, or some other context, between the Rambam and the Maharal. How to understand the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Yoshev lo avar mitzvus lo saseh, so a person gets schar. So the Rambam understands that to mean that there's a notion of kiyam a mitzvah by lo saseh, the same way as by essay. Same way a person is mekayim the mitzvah, the essay of hanochas tefillin by putting on tefillin, he's mekayim the mitzvah of lo sochel nevela when you eat lunch and you'll... And you make a point of eating b'sar shchuta rather than b'sar nevela, you're being mekayim lo sochel nevela. And the Maharal says, no, there's no such thing as a kiyam lo saseh. And what the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about is if there's tsa'ar involved in avoiding a lo saseh, so then a person will be rewarded for the tsa'ar that was involved. If a person will be ravenous and there's a trefa restaurant right here, he's got no food. There's a trefa restaurant right here, and he walked 6 miles, even though he's ravenous and exhausted, and he walked 6 miles to get to a kosher supermarket, to get to a kosher restaurant. He's going to get schar for that exertion. But lu yehi, that there's a kosher restaurant, there's a trefa restaurant. He walks into the kosher restaurant. There's no tsar involved. He's not gonna get any schar. I don't know. Interesting. What the lashon here of the Ramban is, hashov izbo. Mekayim essay. Don't say Mekayim alos essay. I don't know, maybe that aligns the Ramban with the Maharal. V'hinei ha'osa malacha b'yom tov over b'lav v'ashav is Mekayim essay. Sorry, okay, we just read that. V'aldaitam Hamoados kulam, meaning aldas chazal, hamoados kulam hukshu zel lazeh. Kilo nema shabboson b'chag ha-matzos v'lo b'atzeres. But we know, chazal say from the pasuk of Eile Moadei Hashem, at the end of the Parshas Hamoados, that the moados hukshu zel lazeh. It doesn't say simcha by all the moados either. And the Torah never says simcha by chag ha-matzos. And afal b'chein, we say, no, but the Torah says simcha. It says it by Shavuos, it says it by Sukkos. But the moados hukshu zel lazeh. So here too. Ubemchilta reisi beparshas hachodesh, says the Ramban, ushmata misayom hazeh, loma nema. Vahalokva nema, koma locha lo yeosa vahem. Ein li ela dvarm shahem mishum alocha, dvarm shahem mishum shvus. I mean, that's the way we pronounce it. It could be it's really supposed to be shvus, but whatever, don't tell me. The Oivim says
Shavuos. Dvam shem mishum Shavuos, minayin tam lom, ushmatam ayom hazeh,
Yachal av cholo shamoed yehi osam yishum shvus, v'adin nosen tamalama v'yom avishan shabasam. Hine yidushu shabasam lishvus balagame afil midvam she'enim ovas malachus v'todoseyan. So this mechilta seems to be the ultimate tati desasrei. It seems to be darshaning du'abonin from a pasuk. Avalon is barely maybe she'im toma shehu asmachta. If you'll say, no, okay, it's an asmachta. The plenty of din and drabbanim, which bederach asmachta are associated with psukim, ma tam sheyomu b'loshen hazeh, ki shvus b'loshonam nema la'olam al shem divehim, v'heich yitachin lo medvarim shehen asurin mishum shvus al divehim, minayin sheyuhu asurin min hakosuf. No, when you have an asmachta, the Ramban says, derach asmachtos lishno shehen min ha-Torah. When you have an asmachta, so you associate the din with the pasuk, but you don't sort of announce and broadcast that the din is the din d'rabbanan. Most asmachtas you find the din, and the Gemara says, "What's the makkah for the din?" And it quotes a pasuk, and then the Rishonim will come and tell us, "No, the pasuk is just intended as an asmachta." But over here, to begin by saying it's d'rabbanan. And then give a pasuk is not the way you find asmachtas, says the Ramban. Lo sheyomu shedavu zeshu midivei sofa minayim min haTorah. Aval hayu lalom advarim she'enan melach minayim. Not advarim she'en mishum shvos minayim. It should have said advarim she'enan melach minayim. Talmud lomah shabasam. V'nir li shehamedrash hazeh lomah shenitztavinu min haTorah lios lanu menucha b'yom tov. Again, initially he's only saying it about yom tov. Ultimately he is talking about Shabbos as well. Nira lisha midrash hazeh lomah shenitztavinu min haTorah liyos lanu menucha b'yom tov afilu midvarim she'enan melacha. Why? Because if the only governing halacha on yom tov, or for that matter, Shabbos, were issa melacha, so then the following could be. A person could spend the day as follows. Sheyitrach, right? This is what the Torah doesn't allow you to do. Lo sheyitrach kol hayom limdor hatvuos, v'lishkol haperos, v'hamatonos, v'ulamalia chavios yayin, ulefanos hakelim, v'gam ha'avonim mibayis lebayis mimokom lemokom. None of that involves any malacha. There's no issa malacha in any of that. So that there's no issue of hotzah. Yiyu omsim ala chamorim, v'af yayin v'anovim u'te'enim v'chol maso yaviru b'yom tov. V'ya ashuk malei l'chol, you can have a bustling marketplace. L'chol mekach u'memkar. I mean, what's wrong with buying and selling on Yom Tov? It's also made rabbanon. It's a shvus. What's wrong with handling money and paying for something on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Only Yisurim d'rabbanon. There's no Yisurim d'oraisa in any of these things. V'tia achanus psucha v'achen v'limakif ha'shulchanim al shulchanim v'ha'zehuvim lifnehim and v'yu ha'polim polim mashkim l'malachtam. Umaskirin atzvam kachol, the dvarim elav chayotzei b'hen. Schar Shabbos is a drabbanon. So if the marketplace is going to be working, you're going to need all the workers to be schlepping all the merchandise from place to place. V'hutru hayomim tovim ha'elu v'afilu ha'Shabbos atzma, shebechol zeh ein b'hem mishum malacha. V'chachom etorah shabboson, sheyia yom shvisa u'menucha, lo yom torach mimlocha, v'zeh perish tov v'yofa. Then he goes on but let's continue. Lo yom torach. It should be shvisa u'menucha, lo yom torach. Well, let's continue. V'achri echein v'isi b'mechilta achritei, d'reb shim v'ayuchoy, sheshonu b'loshan achet. Ain li alam lach shechayav an al minachat, as malach shein chayav an al minachat, is minayin, shein olin be'ilam v'levoch malgabi behema, Well, the shot that up in AMI, you know, something I'm tapping time and I'm come along in the other blue shoes. The mitzvah me nine shame I give you and my vision and my green man, my green to us and my swells. Tamalama Shabbos and Shabbosuk in the nation, every time it's going to be on my kippurim. But after we shall have bass, the Chalukas will shonan, ubi midoshehen. Shem of the Dover Echad niskavno, lohavi asmachta, the shvus de rabbanon. But here it's quite clear that what the Ramban means by asmachta, again, maybe that's what the Ramban always means by asmachta, but what the Ramban means by asmachta, he obviously doesn't mean a mnemonic device. He means that if a person measures, not a medida shel mitzvah, but a medida shel chol, a person measures something on Shabbos or Yom Tov, he's over an Issad Rabbanan. If he does enough of those activities, he's being over an Issa Daraisa of Shabbosom. And that's what the Ramban means, that the Drabbanans are all anchored. That's what he means, Lahavis Asmat L'Shvus Drabbanan, that all the Shvusan are anchored in Shabbosom. They're anchored in Shabbosom. L'maisa, again, if we ask the question, what is a person violating? So the answer is, if he does one Shvus for 30 seconds, so he's only violating an Issa D'Rabbanan. At a certain point, it's you can't really point, but you don't need to exactly, you know, when the person crosses the line, but at a certain point, one would cross the line into D'Oraisa territory, even though everything a person did was only a Shavuos. So that this is what our Ramban was cross-referencing. That here too, there's the lifod v'lichlo. But let's try to understand here. What's the relationship between the lifod v'lichlo? What's the relationship between the lifod v'lichlo? The relationship is that we're supposed to look at the Torah's pratim, recognize what the core is, what the principle is, what the yesod is, what the value is within these pratim, and then that becomes then based on that, we know what the Torah means in the klal of asisa yoshavato. We see how the cumulative effect of arayas, how the cumulative effect of machol sarsuras is to moderate a person's behavior in these areas. So memela, that becomes what the lichlol of kedoshim tiyu is, that moderation is something that a person has to practice, even if what he's dealing with is not machol sasuros, even if it's not any of the list of arayas. So it's based on our understanding, our recognition of what the inner core of the pratim is, that then allows us to understand what the lichlol is. So lichora, based on that, so what is the Ramban telling us that the core of Issa Melacha is? Clearly Torah Hanomal, right? Because this is an example of lifod v'lichlo. And what the lichlol, the Ramban says, is to avoid Torah Hanomal. So clearly, that's what we recognize as the core of the prat, and in this case, the prat is Issa Melacha. Here in Emor, the Ramban says Torah and Omol. Our Ramban in Kedoshim said V'chein b'inyan Hashabbos Asa Melachos Belav V'hatrochim Be'eseh. He only mentions Torah. He doesn't mention Omol. So the pashas is that Omol is just being more explicit, but Omol is a form of Torah. And really, we can reduce it. We can reduce it to Torah, that the core of the Lifrot, which is the Issa Melacha, is to avoid Tircha. Now, to understand this accurately, so we need to coordinate with one other Ramban. If you have the Ramban and say for Shmos for a minute, take a look at the Ramban and the Sefer and Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So at one point in the Ramban, it's a long Ramban, at one point in the Ramban, let's say it's a little bit past the midpoint of the Ramban. I don't know, 58% through the Ramban. So the Ramban writes, "V'tam lekadsho." Zochus Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches. And we want to begin from where it says V'tam Lekadsho. You have it, Rabosa? excuse me. The time the catcher she has zichronenu b'liyosa kodesh b'enenu. K'mosha amar v'karas l'shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubat. V'atam shetehe ha'shvisa b'enenu b'avo shehu yom kodesh lihipanoz bo me'iske ha'machshavos b'havle ha'zmanim v'losez b'oneg l'nafshenu b'darki Hashem v'loleches אל החכמים ואל הנביאים לשמוע דברי השם. כמו שנאמר, מדוע את הולכת אליו היום לחודש ולשבת, שהוא ידע כאן כן? וכך אומר רבוסינו ז"ל, מחרת ובחודש ושבת, בואי למי ז"ל. וזה הטעם שביסס הבהמה שלא תהא בליבנו מחשבו עליה. So this is an extraordinary Ramban. So first of all, the Ramban says, the Pshuto Shal Mikra of Zochus Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So this Pasuk is the Mokra of the Mitzvah Kiddush, that you have to say Kiddush in Shabbos. Rashi and the Ramban explain, it's the Mokra for all week long being oriented towards Shabbos, whether it means setting aside a delicacy that comes one's way for Shabbos, whether it means referring to the days of the week as Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos. But then the Ramban says, but part of and an absolutely integral part of Zochus Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho means that the goal of a mitzvah is usually not legislated as part of the mitzvah. I don't know. Let's say you're on the track team. Why are you still on the track team? Yeah. No. Yes. No. Okay. So clearly, no one's on the track team. Okay. So let's say you're on the track team. So every day you have to jog, and I don't know whether this is or isn't a rule. Every day you have to jog 3 miles. Okay, what's the reason that the coach has this rule? He wants to build up your stamina, and he wants to give you healthy habits for life, and aerobic exercise is so important. But Nisa, he's not going to, and he doesn't really need to necessarily tell you that you have to have this in mind. You know, as you're huffing and puffing, you know, up or down Amsterdam Avenue, you know, you have to be mechavin to, you know, I'm doing this to build my stamina, I'm doing it to develop healthy habits. No, you just legislate it, and okay, is it a good thing? Maybe it's a lechatchilah thing, but it's not necessarily part of the requirement. There is this rationale that, you know, the requirement is not an arbitrary requirement, but what the goal is, focusing on the goal isn't necessarily part of what's required. Even though that's what's really motivating and animating everything. And the Ramban is saying that by Shabbos, the Torah tells us it's not enough to abstain from malacha. Torah said not to do malacha, so I'm not doing malacha. No. It's not enough to be mekayim, or maybe the Ramban wouldn't use the words mekayim, but maybe that's why it's part of a mitzvah of zacha. But in concert, in conjunction with not doing malacha, so a person has to be mechaven what the toelis of not doing malacha is. V'tam lekadsho, sheyia zichroneinu bo, our being aware of Shabbos, whether it's all week long or especially on Shabbos gufa, should be lekadsho. What does it mean lekadsho in this context? Liyoso kodosh be'einenu. To relate to it as what is kadosh. Kemosha ne'emar, kemosha omar, v'karosa l'shabbos ona, y'gdosh Hashem mechubot. Ramban elaborates, v'hatam sh'tehe ha'shvisa be'einenu, it's not enough not to do malach on Shabbos. That doesn't suffice, the Ramban says. V'hatam sh'tehe ha'shvisa be'einenu, bavo shehu yom kadosh, lihipanoz bo me'iske ha'machshavos. The reason we're shoves on Shabbos is because Shabbos is a Yom Kodesh. Why is Shabbos a Yom Kodesh? That's Sheshes Yomim, Kisheshes Yomim, Osa Hashem, Esa Shamayim, Esa Aretz V'chulu. That's why Shabbos is intrinsically Kodesh. So we should contextualize and frame and view our Shvisa Mimlocha in as follows. Bavo Shuhu Yom Kodesh, and that's why the Shvisa Mimlocha happens on this day as opposed to Tuesday. Bavo Shu Yom Kadosh. And what the toeles of the Shvisa Mimlocha is lehiponos bo, to be freed from, to be disentangled from iske hamachshavos b'havle azmanim, all the mental preoccupation with everything about life which is so transient, which we are rightfully concerned with during the Sheshes Yemei HaMasa. We're supposed to make a living, and we're supposed to grind the chita into and make flour. The Ramban is not he's not critiquing the fact that that there are mundane preoccupations that we have all week long. But the point is that there has to be a day. It has to be a day when I'm not worried about balancing my checkbook. And so how does this Ramban stem with our Rambans here in Kedoshim and Amor? No. So what would you say based on this Ramban? Based on this Ramban, you'd say that the core of Issa Malacha is that when you do Malacha, so you're focused on the Malacha. So if I'm plowing, I'm focused on plowing. Now again, Lakol Zman. So at some point I am supposed to plow because I need food to eat and I need to live and I'm supposed to be doing that. But Lamaisa, if I'm Lamaisa, plowing is something ephemeral, something transient. If I'm going to plow on Shabbos, I'm going to be thinking about that. And if I'm going to be Zoreh on Shabbos, I'm going to be thinking about that, etc. And if I'm Tofer on Shabbos, if I'm Koreh on Shabbos, I'm gonna be thinking about that. So clearly what the core and toelis of Issa Melacha for the Ramban here in Yisrael is that freedom me iske hamachshavas behavle hazmanim. That stems with our Ramban. Our Ramban analyzes the part of Issa Melacha and based on that says the klal of Shabboson is to be free from tircha. So the Chora, in light of our Ramban, in Yisroel, so the pshat in the Rambans and in Vayikra is that when tircha, he doesn't necessarily mean physical tircha. It means mental tircha. What tircha doesn't necessarily imply anything about physical. Tircha means an imposition. That's what a tircha is. That's when you talk about tircha de tzibur. There's halacha, you're not supposed to be galal or sefer Torah but tzibur. Yishum tircha de tzibur, the Gemara says. What's the tircha? The only one who's working hard is the gabbai. Everyone else is, you know, no skin off their back. No, the tircha de tzibur is that it's an imposition that they have to wait around while the sefer Torah is being niglal. So what tircha means is imposition. Okay, physical imposition is exertion. You know, if you ask me to carry a feather, that's not a tircha. You ask me to carry something that weighs 50 pounds. So that is a tircha because it's an imposition. Because in the physical realm, whether it's an imposition will depend upon whether there's exertion involved. But tircha really just means imposition. So then it integrates beautifully with the Ramban of the ikur tircha we're talking about is the mental tircha, not physical tircha. When the Ramban says to avoid tircha and even amola, but again the point is that amola is just b'toras tircha. V'haray in Parshas Kedoshim he only said tircha. He didn't say amola. Ultimately, even the physical exertion, which we are supposed to avoid as well, but because that too creates a mental exertion and prevents that freedom and ability of losses ba'onig l'nafshenu v'darkei Hashem. And that's where the Ramban has this remarkable taich. He says, that's why it's an Issur Shvisas Behema. The Issur Shvisas Behema, which the Torah says is, right, the Torah presents Issur Melacha, Shvisas Behema, on one continuum with Issur Melacha, which is a Pella. Again, Shvisas Behema, what's the difference between Shvisas Behema and Machame? There's two different dinim Hilchos Shabbos. There's dinim Machame, there's dinim Shvisas Behema. So Machame means when you're doing Melacha with your Behema. You're the one. You're instructing. You're leading the behema in doing melacha. Shri's behema is you're not doing anything. Shri's behema is you let a nochri borrow your behema, and then the nochri is using it for charisha or whatever. You're not doing anything. So how is that on one continuum? How does the way that the Rishon learned the pasuk chumash is halfway the fella. So how is that? L'sasa melocha, atu v'incha v'techa, avducha v'mascha v'hemtucha, v'gerecha asher v'sharecha. How is it one continuum? Mele, the Torah wants to have din, she says, behema, good. Torah says, din, I shouldn't do melocha. Torah says, din, my behema shouldn't do melocha. Good. But it's one continuum. One sentence. L'sasa melocha, atu v'incha v'techa, avducha v'mascha v'hemtucha, v'gerecha asher v'sharecha. No, that's what Ramban is saying pshat for us. Ramban is saying, you see here, that's what the Torah is being megala. That it's one continuum because the ikr of the Issur Melacha is no. If I don't know, when you lend someone your car, so you're nervous until you get your car back. You're nervous until you get the car back. You lend someone your shor, your chamor, you're gonna be worried about it. There's certainly room for that to be happening. So you see, if this is one continuum, so you see what the ikr of the Issur Melacha is. Okay, so we'll stop here. Good Shabbos.